Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
There are a lot of experts who are predicting that we are on the verge of recession, and some of it has to do with Donald Trump's taco tariff plan. You know, that thing seems to change several times a day. And I mentioned yesterday that I was talking about how President Trump placed a 25% tariff on India. By the time I got off the air, it was up to 50%. So I don't even know where that whole thing is going. It just has not panned out the way the president predicted it would have panned out. And it's been kind of a mess. And he just kind of keeps changing things to try to make it work. But I don't know that it's going to work. But there's a lot of talk about us going into a recession. For some of you, you might not even remember what a recession really feels like. For some of you, maybe you're kind of coming of age now and you don't know really what that means. So what would it look like if we had a recession in America sometime soon? I mean, what if we are on the verge of a recession? I hope we're not. But let's find out a little bit more about this. Gary Hoover, known as Hoov, is the executive director of Tulane's Murphy Institute and a professor of economics. And Hoov joins us on WWL. Hoov, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, listen, let's talk about what a recession would look like. A lot of experts are predicting the possibility of a recession. Now, first of all, let's define recession. Is that not an economic downturn for like two consecutive quarters or something like that?
Right. And that's the general term used when you see that it's not just a blip, but it's a continuous trend that happens over two quarters. Then you're technically in a recession.
Okay. So where are we now and how close do you think we are to a recession?
Well, the interesting thing about a recession is most times we don't know that we're in one until we're already in it. And so predicting it going forward is sort of like steering a cruise ship. You have to start making predictions way out before you actually need to make that decision.
So that would be right now. If there is, you know, a lot of conversation now about a possible recession, are there things that we should be doing now?
Exactly. And so some of the indicators like the recent jobs report, some slowing down of industrial output are all indicators that we are on track to hit one. The only thing that might give people pause is the amount of consumer spending, which has fallen off, but not like it will during a recession.
Right. So what would a recession look like if it does happen? And we can all hope that it doesn't happen. But in a way, you know, I look over the course of my life, Hoov, and I see that, you know, recessions are almost an inevitable correction in a cyclical trend of the economy.
You're exactly right. The thing, though, is that recessions don't have to be necessarily prolonged, and they don't have to be as painful. So what ends up happening generally is that people stop consuming, and then businesses stop producing. And so that trend feeds off itself. And the more that people aren't buying, the less businesses are producing, which means that they don't need as many people, which causes unemployment to rise. And as unemployment rises, people stop buying. Mm-hmm. And so now you're in this trend where businesses are producing less because people are consuming less. But because people are consuming less, businesses aren't using as many people. And the trend continues.
You know, it seems like maybe the best time in America is that moment in time when we're coming out of a recession. You know, we've gone through, we're recovering from the recession. It seems like that's just a great time in America, because ultimately that can lead to inflation. But before we get to inflation, when we're coming out of that recession, it seems like that's a great economic time.
It is absolutely that time. What's going to happen is generally interest rates are pretty low. And businesses are investing, they're growing. The outlook of individuals are starting to pick up, and they're thinking, hey, now's a good time for me to buy this, which I put off because I was worried about the recession, and it feeds upon itself.
So where do we go from here? And specifically for the consumer, what does a recession look like?
A recession is going to mean that almost everybody is going to be impacted up and down the line, even those who are high net wealth individuals down to low net wealth individuals, as we see that there is a slowdown in production. That slowdown in production is going to cause unemployment to go up. That's going to be the tell sign. When we start seeing unemployment go up, people are going to really start cutting back, and that's when the pain will mostly be felt for all of us.
Do high-wealth individuals suffer more in a recession than low-wealth individuals?
Not that they suffer. They suffer in different ways, because a lot of high-wealth individuals spend more of their income on services as opposed to goods. And services will be hit dramatically in a recession because there just won't be much demand for them. So they'll feel it, but in a different way.
What do you think? Do you think we're close to a recession?
I think that all indications are that we have to have a recession sooner rather than later, because as you mentioned, it is a correction. I think the bigger question is going to be, how painful does it have to be? How painful will it be when it comes? So will we have one? Yes, we haven't gone for very long periods of sustained growth without having some type of, you know, correction that takes place. It doesn't have to be painful, but it probably will be.
What will be the most painful aspect of that?
Given that we've seen a dramatic reduction in the federal workforce and the federal safety nets, a recession that puts many, many people into the roles of the unemployment without those safety nets to catch them could make this quite painful for them, meaning that I lose my job, I lose my health care, I might need some type of government-assisted health care, and if that's not there, that just compounds an already difficult situation.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
If the recession gets to be too bad, if it's too deep, then there are going to be people who are going to talk about a depression.
It could conceivably be the case, but that would mean that we were in a prolonged and sustained period of recession that went deeper than we thought. We haven't seen one since the Great Depression, but we came close with the Great Recession caused by the housing crisis downturn. If we went that far, some might even call that a depression. If we went further than that, we would be in for some dire times, the entire country.
What could President Trump do as president right now to fend off a possible recession?
One of the things that we need to think about is growth. We need to think about policies that invite growth and growing of industry and business. And probably the best thing to do when you're thinking about growth is to think about certainty. And what we're not finding right now is much certainty. We don't know from one day to the next where economic policy is going to stand. And it's hard to make business decisions when I don't know what the business environment is going to look like from one day to the next. So if we could get a clear signal about the next 6 months, 3 months, so that business owners and individuals could make decisions about whether or not this is a good time for me to buy a new car, whether or not it's time for this business owner to invest in new plant and machinery. That would be the most salient thing we could do, is to get some type of certainty about where we're going next.
President Trump seems to have been a little bit more impetuous when it comes to economic policy. And again, I mentioned, you know, yesterday I'm on the air talking about a 25% tariff on India. By the time I get off the air, it's up to 50%. And just this seems to add to the uncertainty about long-range plans.
That's exactly the problem right there, is that I need to know where all of these economic indicators are going to be in the future. And when they change suddenly and without prior notice, that causes people to withdraw back, and that causes a reduction in economic certainty. And that, more than anything else, causes people to start to do irrational things like hoard, or to save irrationally and not invest in plant machinery. That's probably where we are.
So are you suggesting that people save their money, that people not spend? I mean, but that's going to be an indicator that's going to maybe even further lead to the images of a recession.
Exactly, and that's the problem. So what we could have is what sometimes economists call a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you keep saying it all the time and you keep worrying about it all the time, you could bring into existence the very thing that you were worrying about. So now that you're hoarding, and you're irrationally hoarding because you think that something's going to come in the future, we could manifest that in the economy just through our own actions.
Yeah, I never thought about applying the laws of attraction to economics.
But it absolutely happens.
All right, what can American consumers do right now? What are you doing? What should American consumers do now with this possibility that we may have a recession?
You have to be careful about long-term plans. Think more so about how you're going to get through the next 3 months, 6 months. Maybe think less about big-ticket items, just in the event that things come to pass as we think they might. So you've locked yourself into a brand new 30-year mortgage today, not knowing what interest rates will be like tomorrow, what the economic environment would be like. Those are the types of things. And be cautious. Be cautious with our spending and our savings.
But you're agreeing with a lot of the expert economists who are saying that, you know, we're kind of on the verge of a recession now, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to avoid it. But it might be just a correction, and it might not be that painful.
And that's the problem with this economy, as for us economists right now, is that we could go either way. I think the guy who runs Moody's said the same thing, that Mark Zandi, said that, you know, we're on the precipice of something, but with strong consumer spending, we could potentially get out of this thing. I don't see how we do. I'm much more concerned about the level of pain, whether or not we're going to have pain. I think that's just a foregone conclusion for me, that we're going to see pain. It's just really going to be a matter about how much for me.
All right. Gary Hoover, Executive Director of Tulane's Murphy Institute and Professor of Economics, thank you for your time and thank you for your wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. I appreciate it. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So here's another economist predicting that, you know, we're on the verge of a recession. But maybe it won't be that bad. Hopefully it won't be that bad. But, you know, again, it could be a not so bad thing if the right things happen. So let's not be too scared about this. But I appreciate Hoover's comments here. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back. And remember, you are listening to WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.